the business report starts with a surprising decision by Sony. Sony Corporation announced today that it's appointing a non-Japanese chief executive. That's a move rarely seen in Japanese boardrooms. This decision was made by a struggling company, as Lucy Kraft reports.
Founded in the ashes of World War II, Sony is practically synonymous with the astonishing rise of modern Japan. So great was the Sony mystique that gadgets with the Sony brand name, whether on Walkmans, video players, or PlayStation gaming consoles, could once command a premium over those of rival manufacturers. But in recent years, the legendary electronics and entertainment firm has stumbled badly. While about three-quarters of its earnings are from electronics, the company was slow to enter hit lines such as digital cameras, plasma TVs, and MP3 players. Its profit margins have been eroded as electronics became commodities produced on the cheap in China and other low-cost production areas. It was amidst this bleak scenario that CEO Nobuyuki Ide said he opted to retire a year ahead of schedule and bypass the expected Japanese successor to name a foreigner. Replacing Ide is British-born American citizen Howard Stringer, who has headed Sony Corporation of America since 1997. Stringer, a veteran CBS executive who is perhaps best known for luring comedian David Letterman to the network in 1993, is officially known as Sir Howard Stringer, having been knighted by Queen Elizabeth in 1999. Stringer oversaw the Sony Group's acquisition last year of Hollywood's Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. His appointment has drawn comparisons to Carlos Ghosn, the widely respected Brazilian-born chief who engineered a dramatic turnaround at Nissan Motor. Unlike at Nissan, however, Stringer's job won't be cutting costs, but figuring out how to exploit the firm's music, movie, and gadget assets. The appointments are set to be approved in a stockholders' meeting in mid-June. News of Sony's new management was hailed by investors, helping the Nikkei stock average reach its highest close in 10 months. For NPR News, this is Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.